15 juveniles and younger adults face criminal charges for allegedly beating Charlie Young Jr. to death on a Milwaukee porch in late September. Now, even though the criminal cases have a long way to go in court, Young's mother has filed a civil action against most of the children and their parents. Attorney Tom Jacobson represents the Young family. He says the case is about personal responsibility.
These kids, you bring them in this world, and then you think you can cut loose and not be responsible for them if they turn out to be wild animals? I don't think so. The parent has got to be made very clear.
Jacobson says state law allows the parents to be charged up to $5,000 of any successful claim against a minor child. The lawsuit also seeks hundreds of thousands of dollars in pain and suffering damages and for loss of companionship. Jacobson says he's trying to limit the alleged attackers from profiting from the case by selling their story. The two defense attorneys for the children say the case seems to be about money and their clients don't have any and don't expect to get any. The civil lawsuit also goes after two child care agencies that apparently had responsibility for one of the alleged attackers who's a minor. Jacobson says it's valid to sue the agencies.
They're paid to make sure that these foster home settings are protecting the young people and or society against these young people that are out of control and that the parents can't take care of when they're minors.
One of the agencies told a Milwaukee newspaper last month that the child ran away from his foster home and that a missing persons report had been filed. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.